About 500 ngāpuhi from dozens of iwi hapū attended the day, with the photos of deceased claimants and tribunal members displayed on the māho of Te Whare Rūnanga at the treaty grounds. Many attendees said they felt vindicated by the report's key recommendations that all Crown-owned land in Te Taitokoro be returned and for the Crown to enter talks about reworking New Zealand's constitutional framework. This follows the Stage 1 report of 2014, where the tribunal found Ngāpuhi did not cede authority to make and enforce law over their people or their territories. However, with several new coalition government decisions perceived as deliberately rolling back Māori gains of recent decades, many people were pessimistic of a positive government response to this latest report. Gideon Porter, Wātea News.